Welcome to Foster Carolinas, connecting the Carolinas to voices of foster care.
L-O-T, the place I want to be. Come and sit down, have a foster chat with me. Podcast bridging the gap with Mr. Beast.
Hey everybody, I'm so excited to be in the podcast room. A little different than our normal podcast room. We are out at Bridge Camp and we actually have our speaker that's been talking to the kids all week. His name is Shaq Hardy in the studio with us. And Shaq was in foster care for about 10 years. So that's why we invited him out here to talk to the kids. And he has done a great job. So welcome, Shaq.
Yeah. So I was a foster kid for the first 10 years of my life and I got out of foster care and ended up giving my life to Jesus when I was 17 years old at a summer camp. And I am so happy and excited that I've gotten to come out and get to know the kids and speak to them this week.
So, have you ever been to a camp like this before?
So this is my first time at a camp like this. I've never seen anything like this, and I've definitely never seen anything like this done well. And so it's been really, really cool to watch the kids hanging out and having fun this week at camp.
So, what do you think makes this camp so special?
I think the thing that makes the camp so special is it is a camp that is specifically for foster kids. Everything is tailored for foster kids. The leaders, the adults, security team, everybody here has a heart for foster kids. And I think that foster kids that come here, whether or not they feel loved, they leave feeling loved. And I've heard that said multiple times from the kids over the past few days that they just feel loved. I had one kid come up to me last night and tell me how loved she felt from camp. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. That first night when you started speaking and you told your story, they just instantly dialed into you and it was like instant respect. And, these kids want to hear from somebody that's lived it and survived it and gotten on the other side of it. So we're so happy to have you. How do you see the kids responding and reacting to being at camp? Like not just in the session, but like at, you know, when they're playing around camp, like what are you seeing?
So it's really funny when they first get here. I think even the kids that have been here before, when they first get here, you know, they're not really timid or anything, but they're a little bit more reserved. And then over the course of, you know, a few days at camp, they start to loosen up. And as they loosen up, I mean, you see them building relationships that look like they could become longtime friendships. And some of the kids, they even come in with friends that they've known for a long time. And I think that's really cool, but I think that the kids have responded really well to camp. And this honestly is a camp that if I had something like this close to where I lived as a foster parent, if I was a foster parent, which me and my wife are not foster parents yet, we're working on that. But if I was a foster parent, this is definitely something that I would send my kids to.
That's awesome. Why do you think this is important for kids to experience camp? I mean, I don't know if you ever went to camp when you were 8 or 9 and in foster care, but why is it so important for these kids to get to come to something like this?
So when I was a kid, there were a few opportunities that I had to go to a camp in the summer, but I never got to go to a camp like this. And a couple things that are just really cool. One, this, as I think about my time in foster care, this camp would be a bigger deal to me than Christmas. The lake, you know, the pool, hanging out with each other, snack time at night. I mean, all the different things that are done here that are very intentional. You know, every kid having leaders that really care about them, even down to having their name tags on the first night, just to make sure that leaders know each of their kids' names. It's really cool, but I think that if I had a chance to come to a camp like this, I think that this is something that I would beg to be back at every single year. Did that answer the question?
Yeah. And that happens all the time. They beg to come back. They beg to stay tomorrow morning when they have to leave. Lots of tears because they want to stay.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for me to leave. It's going to be really hard for me to leave it. But one of the things that I have to remember, you know, it's not just that my job is to come in and just be the speaker or just hang out with the kids. Me and my wife both love building relationships with people. We love building relationships with students. That's what I've done full time for the past 7 years. But one of the things that I always have to remember is that, you know, hopefully and prayerfully, this isn't the last time. And so we don't treat this time as if it's the only time we're ever going to get to see kids, even though that might be true for some of them. But our hope is that we can come back, whether it's to an event like this or it's another event that Least of These is putting on, that we can come and be a part of just to be intentional with the kids. And, you know, it's not, you know, a stable relationship like a parent or, you know, a sibling, somebody that's close, like they see every single day, but having just like consistent presence, I think, makes us more effective in what God has called us to do with teenagers.
That's awesome. So do you have a favorite story from this week?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I have a couple of stories. I mean, one of the stories, I've already talked about this, but one of the girls, I mean, she came up to me, you know, one of the nights after the session, and she was just crying. And I'm just like, why are you crying so much? You know, kindness is not my strong suit. And I didn't ask her like in a mean way, but I was like, hey, why are you crying? And why are you still crying? And she's like, well, you keep talking and you keep making me cry. I'm like, well, I'm not making you cry. And she said, well, this is one of the first times in my life that I've ever felt loved. And that hit me in the heart. And that's one of those, like, I'm not going to cry right now in front of you, but as soon as I got in the car, I mean, broke down a little bit. And so that was a really cool moment. But then also, I think my favorite thing that I got to watch, some of the kids came up to me and they asked me if I wanted to get on the giant swing with them. And I don't do that stuff. It's too high. I'm not afraid of heights, but I am afraid of falling. And so I'm not about to get on that thing and have that thing snap on me. Well, it almost didn't matter that I said no. They immediately moved and looked at my wife and asked her if she would go. And because I said no, I think my wife felt like she had to say yes. And so she got on the swing. And it was just really cool to watch their excitement as she started to get geared up. And then as she got up and she got on the swing with them and then getting to see the fear in her eyes whenever that swing let go. That was pretty cool.
That's awesome. My favorite was when one of the girls came up and she said, to hear somebody that's been where we are and to talk from the heart like that, it does something for us. It's like we can hear them because we're on the same level and we know that you're not just throwing words out there, that you really understand what our lives are right now. And so that was probably my favorite story this year of camp, and knowing that you can speak to them in a way that we cannot and from a place that we cannot. And so I so appreciate you being here. Is there anything you want to talk about foster care? Just as people listen to our podcast, we need more foster parents, all the things. Like, what would you encourage somebody if they're thinking about doing something in foster care?
Yeah, I would encourage you, if you're thinking about doing something in foster care, I would encourage you to just take the next step. I wouldn't look too far down ahead into the future. I would just take whatever the next step is. There are so many foster kids. Not one single person is going to be able to step up and solve the problem. And so if your goal is to solve the foster issue, well, that's probably not going to work, and that's probably not going to be attainable. But I do believe that we all together can help make it better. Whether that's opening up our homes, whether that's giving money to a nonprofit that supports kids or does things for kids, things like Least of These, or maybe that's even coming to camp and spending time with kids at camp, or coming to a Christmas party. I mean, whatever it might be, even doing respite. Respite is, I'm not going to say it's easy, but respite is not the same as being a foster parent. Everybody can do something, but in order to do whatever that something is, you do have to kind of just do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us for this little camp chat. And if you missed Bridge Camp this year, we will have it again next year. And we need you to sign up. We need volunteers. We have Shoes of Hope coming up. We've got Christmas. So if you want to be involved with children in foster care, it's really easy. You just go to our website and you can plug in. But thank you so much, Shaq, for being with us.
It's been incredible. Thanks for having me.
Podcast Bridging the Campus East of East.
Were you inspired by something you heard today? Well, we want to encourage you to make the next step, whatever that is. Everyone can do something for children in foster care. If you're not sure where to start, go to our website at www.lotcarolinas.com and see what you can do.